You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Well, they're making some modifications on the building. I know you can look up and see. We are making some progress, and this next week we're actually going to be making a lot of progress. Because this week, us and the team, we were trying to work with these architects, and we fighting with them. How many know that God gives you the land, God gives you the promise, and then you got to go out there and you got to fight for it. And so the team and I were fighting with the architects to get those plans and those revisions, and we got them this week. So we're excited about that. Thank God for that. So we'll be doing some work on the ACs this week. We'll be doing some work on the walls this week. So thank God for that. It will not be hot next week. Amen. Amen. But thank you for being here. Turn to somebody and say, it's a good thing to be in the house of the Lord today. Seeing some of our wonderful friends in the house today and some great new faces. This is our first Sunday going to two services, so amen to that. Amen. We had a great first service, and God was just moving. God was just pouring out, but I don't know what it is about the second service. Second service is always powerful, powerful, powerful. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you would just, God, touch us today. Continue to touch us. You've already begun a powerful work in worship, but just continue that. Open your word to us that we can receive something special, something, Lord, that we didn't walk in here with. God, reveal some part of yourself, some part of your person, some part of your word to us today, that we can walk out here changed, transformed, more like you. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen, amen. Amen. Well, lately, when I go on prayer walks, I take my phone, and so I'm always trying to get Siri to do what she's supposed to do. How many have ever had that experience? You're just trying to, she just doesn't do what she does in the commercials. She doesn't do that for me, anyways. I'm trying to get her to remember something that's important for me for later, for the message. You know, I'll say something like, "And Abraham walked with God," and she'll say, "And a guy walked with God, walked with a guy." And so I'm trying to get Siri saved. So y'all just have to, during the week, I try to get regular people saved, real people. But on my day off, sometimes I try to get Siri saved. How many enjoyed Valentine's Day? You go somewhere special or do something special? Amen. Not that many people. Amen. All right. It's like two hands in the air. Okay. For everybody else, we're praying for you. You know, it's so awesome when we get that perfect gift. How many have ever got that perfect gift for somebody? You know, and it doesn't always have to be expensive, super expensive. Every kiss doesn't necessarily have to begin with K. Doesn't have to be a diamond every time. Sometimes it can be special and not be expensive. A lot of times it's really that really thoughtful gift that is just perfect. But today I want to talk to you about the perfect Valentine's gift. We're starting this series on love, and I want to talk to you about this incredible love gift, the perfect Valentine's gift. And if it's all right today, I'm going to preach out of the book of John, because John was the apostle of love. So if we're going to be in February preaching out of a book, may as well be John. So you can find it right there in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You know, what's so funny about John is in the book of John, John calls himself the disciple the Lord loved. So we're not sure if Jesus loved the other disciples, but John wanted to make it clear, Jesus loved me. Peter was the rock, but I was the one that was loved. And so John 14:15, let's read this. It says, if you love me, obey my commandments. This is Jesus. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. And the world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him. It doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. So Jesus is talking about a love gift, an amazing gift, a gift that completely changes our walk. Our walk as believers is never the same. And it's all centered around love. That's why I call it the Valentine's gift. But first we have to settle in our mind. We can agree on the fact Jesus first loved us. Before we ever heard the story of Jesus, before we ever heard the message of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus, before we heard of Jesus dying on a cross, before we heard of Jesus in a manger coming to earth, Jesus loved us. Before the foundations of the earth, Jesus loved us. Before we were born, Jesus loved us. So the question is not whether Jesus loved us. Jesus loved us first. But Jesus saying right here, if you love me, almost to say, now I love you. That's settled. But if you love me back, obey my commands, and then I am going to give you a special gift. I'm going to give you a special gift. If you love me, obey my commands, and I want to give you something that is so, so special. I'm not going to be here with you always in the flesh, but I'm going to leave with you my spirit. I'm going to put my spirit upon you. No, this is not a sentimental thing like when somebody says, hey, I can't come to your house for the housewarming party, but I'll be there in spirit. No, Jesus was saying, I'm not going to be there in the flesh, but I'm actually going to be there. My spirit is going to be with you. You're not going to be alone because I'm going to be with you. My presence, my Holy Spirit at all times. If we want it, the Holy Spirit can be with us at all times. The gift is, if we want it, the Holy Spirit, not just on Sundays, not just when we're feeling spiritual, the Holy Spirit can be with us at all times. His presence is the perfect love gift. It's the perfect Valentine's gift. When Jesus came to earth, I don't know if you can picture it with me today, but the skies parted. The angels started singing. I can't even imagine what that sounded like. What did it say? What type of symphony was playing out of heaven in that moment? You have trumpets playing, people announcing, astrologers coming from different countries, humble shepherds hearing the message too. He's coming. He's coming. Who's coming? He's coming. Who's coming? Emmanuel. God with us. This is what's coming. Something that completely split history in two. Emmanuel. God with us. We're talking about the Almighty God. Ruler of the universe. The one that put the stars in place. Makes the planets rotate. He's going to be with us. With us. Not from a distance loving us. Not from a distance giving us some promises. With us. With us. His presence is the perfect gift. Can you see the skies parting today over your life? Can you see the stars aligning? Can you see the trumpets heralding God's presence being with us, if we want it. If we want it, God's presence with us. John 3:16 says it this way, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved all kinds of people on the earth, he gave us Emmanuel. Listen, for God loved us so much, he gave us God with us. The greatest love gift, his presence. And John 14:16 says, we can go back to this, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate that will never leave you. Just say that with me, never leave me. So that means when you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, his word says he will never leave. If you want him to be with you every day, he will never leave you. So Jesus, before he went away, he says, I'm going to send you something. I'm going to get together with God. I'm going to ask God. I'm going to make a petition for you. And God and I together are going to give you a gift. It's going to be my presence. This Emmanuel concept is not going to stop with me. It's going to continue. I'm going to give you my Spirit. I'm going to give you an advocate. I'm going to give you a comforter. I'm going to give you a companion. I'm going to send you my presence. Can I have the band just to help me a little bit here? Because I don't know if you know, those moments, we just had one when you just lift up your hands and you just, doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You don't have to raise your hands right now. You can raise your hands in a minute. But you just, the presence of God is so much, so much that you could be frustrated. You could be going through problems. You could be having worries in your mind, but you just close your eyes and you're in his presence and everything goes away. You're looking for that solution in business. You're looking for that answer with your family, and you close your eyes and in his presence, boom, the solution comes. You're walking through grief. You're suffering. Then you just lift up your hands and you're in his presence and everything is transformed. 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 God wants to walk with us. God wants to walk with us. See it historically. In Genesis, it says God walked with Adam. It said there were some people that God walked with. God walked with Enoch. God walked with Noah. Moses said, God, I don't even want to go if you don't go with me. If you're not walking with me, if you don't help me lead these people, if you don't go with me, I don't want to go. God wants to walk with us. It's not enough that God walked with somebody 2,000 years ago. It's not enough that God walked with somebody 20 years ago. It doesn't matter that God walked with a friend or a family member of yours. God wants to walk with each and every one of us. And it to be an everyday thing. God wants that to be the standard upon the earth, that God walks with us. God, what, could you imagine you're there in your house with your spouse and you said, you know what, I'm just going to walk around the neighborhood and just walk with God. You know, I'm leaving for work. I'm going to just ride with God to work. And when I get back home, I'm going to be with my family, just having fun, celebrating my family, but also I'm celebrating God too. It's just the standard of operation upon the earth. That's what God wants for us, to walk with him. I was riding in the car with my family, and we love to celebrate family time. And so me and Pastor Corinne are in the front, the kids are in the back. And Esperanza says, you know, the Holy Spirit is a girl. And we said, the Holy Spirit is a girl? How did you come up with the Holy Spirit as a girl? I said, well, there's God the Father. There's Jesus is the Son. The Holy Spirit is the mommy. And you know, a lot of times some of the greatest revelations can come out of the mouths of children. You know, the Holy Spirit is the one that nurtures us. It's the Holy Spirit that when we fall down, when we mess up, is the one that picks us up. The Holy Spirit is the one that walks with us, that loves on us, that showers His peace upon us. The greatest person in all the universe wants to walk with us. You know, and He gives these great gifts. He gives the gift of healing. He gives the gift of prophecy. He gives the gift of signs and wonders and miracles and kindness and helps and leadership. But you know what the greatest gift is? It's not the gifts, it's the giver. If we chase after His presence, we have everything that we need. We have every gift that we need. The perfect love gift is the Holy Spirit. Will you stand with me today? I was reorganizing my home study, and I got all these books on my bookshelf, and I had to take all the books off my bookshelf, and I was put them on the floor, and I was reorganizing stuff. And you know that moment you find those books, a couple of books, and you're like, man, I forgot I had this book. That is the greatest book. I love that book. I remember what revelation I got from that book, or what truth I found that really changed my life in that book. You know, I think a lot of times it's not that we don't have the Holy Spirit. It's that we put the Holy Spirit on the shelf. Holy Spirit wants to do more. Walk more. The Holy Spirit says, do you realize what I can do in your life? What I want to do in your life? What potential I want to unlock? The power that I want to give you? The success that I want? The full purposes of God that I want to give you? But He's so often on the shelf. We forgot what the beauty of the relationship that He's given us. The greatest gift is the Holy Spirit. The greatest gift is His presence expressed in our everyday life. His Spirit. Will you just join hands with somebody beside you? Just join hands with somebody beside you. I just want to pray today. I want to pray today that God will pour out His Holy Spirit on us like never before. Far too often we're living below what God has for us. We're living with just enough. We're living with less than enough. But oftentimes we're not living with more than enough. Where the Holy Spirit is, there is an overflow. God, I thank You for each and every person that's here in this room right now. It's not by accidents. It's not by coincidence. It's by divine appointment, Lord. I know, Father, that You have us here in Your presence for a reason. God, it's not just to do church, but it's to be Your church. It's not just to act religious, it's to have a relationship. God, it's not about a routine, God. It's about walking with You. Father, thank You, Lord, that You would just, if we've shelved You in any area of our lives, God, Lord, let us reorganize things. God, let us put things back into perspective. Put things back into place, God, because we want to walk in the fullness of what You have for us. God, as we're grabbing hold, as we're agreeing today, Father, Lord, we're agreeing not just that we would walk with the Holy Spirit, God, but You would walk with each and every one of us, that the person that we're holding hands with, that You would walk with them, and the person on our other side, that You'd walk with them, God, and You'd walk with the person on the next aisle, and the next aisle, God, because You don't want us to operate below, but You want us to be the head, and not the tail above and not beneath. You want to bring families back together. You want to bring health back into our bodies. You want to bring success, Father, into our lives. You want to bring satisfaction and fulfillment to the calling that you've given us. Holy Spirit, comforter, companion, we thank you, Father, for giving us your presence. Jesus, your presence, being with us, it means everything. And we truly love you. We truly love you. We truly love you. We truly love you. We can give you a lot of things. We can give you our heart. We can give you priority in our schedule. We can give you priority in our lives. We can give you a tithe. We can give you an offering. But we can't outgive you. What you've given to us is the greatest gift of all. Your presence.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.